This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. In Michigan, if you're gay or lesbian, you can't get married. And for LGBT partners who adopt children, it's nearly impossible for both to have parental rights. That causes legal difficulties in providing a secure future for the kids they're raising.
Tell me what a lion says.
Roar.
Roar.
This is Lucas. He's 2 years old.
Let's look at the book. The cow says... What's the cow say?
Moo.
Moo.
Lucas has two dads.
My name is Kent Love Ramirez.
I'm Diego Love Ramirez.
And we've been together for just over 10 years. And we married in a religious ceremony 5 years ago and just legally married in Washington, D.C. I work at Michigan State University.
And I'm an airline pilot.
Kent and Diego are the only parents Lucas has ever known. But the state of Michigan does not recognize one of them as a parent.
Both of us were present when Lucas was born. Diego cut the umbilical cord. I was the first person to hold Lucas. We left the hospital with him. We were selected by the birth family to be Lucas's adoptive parents, yet the state does not recognize that. And that's incredibly unfortunate, first and foremost for Lucas, but certainly secondly unfortunate for us.
The Love Ramirez couple did not want to reveal which one of them is the adoptive parent of Lucas. They worked hard to make sure they could both be a father for him. They could afford the lawyers to help them jump through a lot of legal hoops to make sure they can take him to the doctor, pick him up from daycare, make sure the little boy's future is as secure as legally possible. Not everyone has that kind of money. There's also concern about what might happen to Lucas if the adoptive parent were to die. So they both want to be adoptive parents, but they cannot find a judge in Michigan who will grant second parent adoption. State Representative Jeff Irwin has introduced legislation to change that.
Well, my bill would allow for judges, if they felt that it was in the best interest of the child, to grant adoptions to two unmarried individuals. And this is important in many cases where individuals can't marry, either because of the fact that the state constitution prevents same-sex couples from marrying, or because there might be families where maybe someone's working on a divorce or other particular circumstances like that.
This is not the first time Irwin has introduced this legislation. It's never passed. Although there's a lot of talk in Lansing about making kids safe and secure, when it comes to gay and lesbian couples, politics and attitudes about sexual orientation end that conversation. Emily Devendorf is managing director at Equality Michigan. She says a lot of studies are cited indicating children do better when they have a mother and a father, but there are also studies that indicate kids with two fathers or two mothers do just as well.
So at the very least, all studies seem to be pointing to the fact that what we need is two loving parents. And studies fall short in terms of determining what that gender combination is. Why do we care? We should care about the quality of the parent.
The two parents of two-year-old Lucas say they just want to be there for their boy. Kent Love Ramirez says that's what all parents want.
I do believe that a loving environment is what's necessary to raise a healthy, well-adjusted child, whether that be a single parent, whether that be a heterosexual two-parent family, a homosexual two-parent family, grandparents, whatever. It's all about the loving environment you provide. But with that said, it is also very difficult for us to be in a two-parent family and not have that recognized.
And it's estimated there are thousands of families in Michigan like this who are hoping for that legal recognition. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.